Hello. My name is Melio, Melvin Robinson, and welcome to my poetry site, poems that has been inspired by the Holy Spirit from God above. I would like for you to listen and listen very carefully, because this poem affects not only me, but you and everyone else that's out there. By the way, this poem is called Me. And the way it came to me is when I was reading the 18th chapter of Matthew's, when the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, "Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" What did Jesus do? He got a little child and he sat in the midst of them and said, "Unless ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." And I said to myself, "Oh, wow, how can I become a child again?" I had that little thought, the same thought that Nicodemus had. But I kind of went back into time and remembered when I was a child, just like everyone else. We were honest. We were kind. We were obedient. When mom said, "Hey, it's time to go to bed," we wouldn't fuss back. We wouldn't talk back to mom or dad. We would humble ourselves down, and we would lay down and go to sleep. But then after a while, as we grow up, something comes along and take the real me away. That something is of the world. And I figured that out through my years. How can I get back to the real me? The real me that God created me to be. And this is what the Spirit put upon me. Once upon a time, there was a child named Me. At one time in life, Me was happy as can be. Me did all the good things in life that God wanted me to do. Not one day in life was Me sad or Me blue. But then something came along and it took me away. It took me so far, Me was way out of sight. After that trip, Me just wasn't right. I wasn't me anymore. I was someone else. The real me had disappeared and suddenly left. I started to do wrong. I stopped doing what was right. I lived in fear every day and every night. I did so many things that the real me would never do. I wasn't only hurting myself. I was hurting my loved ones too. Now, I didn't like who I was. I wanted to be me again. I looked around for help and I realized I did not have a friend. I said, "Oh God, what has happened to me? Please make me the me that I used to be. I'm lost in the dark. I can't find myself. Father, this time I really need your help. Open my eyes and show me the way. Please, Father in heaven, teach me how to pray." Then I got on my knees and I heard a sound. He said, "Listen to me and I'll turn your life around." He said, "There is nothing in this world that I can't do. I've saved many people just like you. Now this is what I want you to do. Give all your troubles to my son, which is Jesus Christ, and he will give you the Holy Spirit and you will see the light. Your days no longer will be dark. Yes, you can find yourself. And by the way, don't forget to thank my son, because you couldn't have done it without his help. Thank you, Jesus."